Heart to Heart with Dr. Lena on Intergalactic FM. Heart to Heart. Heart to Heart.
Can you help?
Heart to Heart. Heart to Heart.
Can you help?
Good evening and welcome to Heart to Heart with Dr. Lena. Get ready to embark on a remarkable journey. In our show tonight, you'll learn how to break free from the past and realize your full potential as a spouse, parent, or friend. I'm Dr. Lena, and you're listening to Heart to Heart on Intergalactic FM. Tonight, we will help you accept the gift of who you were meant to be and live a life filled with more hope, joy, and compassion. And here's our first question of the night. I have a girlfriend who has a sister who has a more plump and juicy and firmer ass than her sister, and when I pass by her, or she bends over, or she wears stretchy pants, I fantasize about caressing it or slapping it or diving right in and biting it. Is this bad? Well, lack of punctuation aside, it's not bad so much as it is pointless and stupid. Primarily because this is not a fantasy to be realized. Even if you broke up with your girlfriend, it's highly unlikely that her sister would ever go out with you, and it's not really worth the risk of losing your girlfriend. One in the hand is worth two in the bush, as they say. Fantasizing isn't necessarily a bad thing, but obsessing over your girlfriend's sister's ass is risky business. I try and stay away from the sister for a little while. If that's not possible, do your best to ignore her. Start fantasizing about celebrities if need be. Ultimately, you're probably fantasizing about your girlfriend's sister because she may seem like a version of your girlfriend that comes without all of the baggage and history that you and your girlfriend have together. It's easy to become fascinated with someone that you aren't involved with, but it's a lot more fulfilling to try and work your girlfriend into your fantasies because then your fantasies can actually come true. Our first song of the night is Physical Fascination by Maudit.
Thank you.
our next question comes to us from Slesina on planet Earth. The question is, I have the chance to get into horse riding. Should I take this chance down the equestrian path or just pass on it? Horse riding is a lot like taking drugs. If you try it and like it, you end up with a dangerous and expensive hobby. This is why drug addicts sometimes call their pastime riding the white horse. So if your question is whether or not you should start taking drugs, the answer is a firm no. Now, I have to admit, I've always had an aversion to horse riding. Horses are big and they smell funny. But I know that a lot of people really love it. So if baby wants to ride, God knows there are worse hobbies out there, like drugs. So give horse riding a go if this is something you're really interested in. Life is too short to overthink these things. Here's a song just for you, the 84 demo version of Baby Wants to Ride by Jamie Principle.
Just see the future, behold, it's near. I'm not gonna say it.
Heart to Heart.
Intergalactic FM.
Our next question is from the Heartline.
Hi, Dr. Lena. My name's Sheila. I'm from Los Angeles, California, and I have a question for you. Rumor has it at my job that my boss doesn't wash his hands after using the toilet. Guys in the office told me after he takes shits, after he pisses, all of that, he just walks straight out. And so I started paying attention. I do notice. I hear the flush sound because I kind of sit next to the toilet, and door swings open next thing, and he's out of there. So I've just been kind of grossed out, and every time he comes near me and touches me or touches my pencil or touches my mouse on my computer, I just kind of stare at his hand and get really nasty thoughts, and it just grosses the fuck out of me. So my question is, what do I do? Do I ask him not to touch my things? Do I bring it up? Help me, Dr. Lena. What do I do?
Sheila, this is a tough one. Your boss doesn't wash his hands after he goes to the toilet and then touches you and your keyboard. Gross. Usually, my advice is to just be direct and talk about these sort of things. But when it's your boss, that can be a risky proposition. No matter how well your boss takes it, he might hold it against you when it's time for performance reviews. So in this case, I recommend taking the passive-aggressive approach. If your company is large enough to have an HR department, go talk to them. You can report this to HR, and then they will bring it up with him without revealing your name. This is why people get into human resources. They relish having uncomfortable conversations with management. But if you don't work at that kind of office, you have a few other options. First off, International Clean Hands Week is coming up September 20th to 26th. Check out cleanhandscoalition.org. They have loads of information and posters that you can print out and hang up all over the office. Try and encourage a healthy sense of paranoia. Add notes to the posters that say, "We're watching you. We notice when you don't wash your hands." Be the office sponsor for Clean Hands Week, and you'll have an easy excuse to ask your boss when he comes out of the bathroom, "Did you wash your mitts?" Stash hand sanitizer on your desk and ask that he use it before touching your keyboard. They even have a CD that you can order called Hooray for Hand Washing that you might want to leave on his desk. Also, on the Center for Disease Control website that you can find at cdc.gov, they have some great tips on how to wash your hands and why it's important. You can have these tips emailed to your boss anonymously. Do that every day for a few weeks and he'll be so paranoid that he'll wash his hands until they bleed. Good luck, Sheila. Here's Do It Clean by Echo and the Bunnymen.
Yeah.
question comes to us from Dee Dee Wolf in The Hague. The question is, my boyfriend eats too many frikandelin and he has terrible horse meat breath, even though he claims it only has 2% horse meat. It's super gross. What can I do? Kind regards, Dee Dee Wolf. In Heart to Heart's short time on air, we've already dealt with a breath question, and this brings us to our third question involving horses. You may remember Breathless, who called in regarding her boyfriend's bad breath. Well, I've heard back from her, and she's happy to report that his stank breath has been cleared up via some intensive flossing. So maybe it's time to bring out the floss and insist that your boyfriend keep up with his dental hygiene, especially if he's going to be eating horse meat. Get him some mouthwash or something. But it also sounds like maybe his breath isn't really the problem. It might be that you're uncomfortable with him eating horse meat. Although eating horse meat is taboo in many cultures, it's relished in others. Horse meat is slightly sweet, tender, low in fat, and high in protein. It contains 25% less fat, 30% less cholesterol, and 27% less sodium than ground beef. Frankly, I'd prefer to eat horse meat than be forced to ride one. Maybe you should give it a shot. Our next song is a remix of One Man's Meat by Fad Gadget. Thank you.
for the streets. One man's meat. I'm so beat. One man's meat. I just walk the streets.
You can now leave a message on the Heartline to be answered on the next show. From inside the U.S., call 646-789-LENA. That's 646-789-5462. From outside the U.S., dial 001-646-789-5462. And remember, the key to happiness is having dreams. The key to success is making dreams come true.
Heart to heart, we can make it. We can fake it if it's real. Heart to heart, we can make it. Just by saying what we feel. We can learn to share our trouble. We can love each other double. Heart to heart, we can make it. If we try.
Question of the night comes to us from Horny in Hoboken. She writes, "Dear Dr. Lena, I'm really attracted to my friend's brother. The problem is that he's really socially inept and has no idea that I like him, and my friend thinks that I'm a bit of a slut, so she's forbidden me to sleep with him. I figure I'd be doing the poor guy a favor, and what my friend doesn't know won't hurt her. What should I do?" Well, Horny, I think in theory you're correct. Sleep with who you want to sleep with. It's really none of the sister's business, and you're right. What she doesn't know won't hurt her. The real issue is that you won't be able to keep it a secret. How do I know this? Because you wrote to me, using your real name, just minutes after asking for my brother's phone number. So if you can't keep it a secret that you're going to try and attempt to get in my brother's pants, God knows you won't be able to keep it a secret once you do. And frankly, I don't want to hear the gory details. Luckily for me, I've taken some preventative measures. My brother now thinks you have a raging case of herpes and a history of stalking. So good luck, and please do let us know how it goes. The next song is the 12-inch mix of Secret by OMD.
We'll be right back.
our last question of the night comes to us from Hartley Transform in Berlin. He writes, "Where did you obtain your PhD?" Ah, Hartley, in only 6 words, you've effectively conveyed your disbelief of the powers of Dr. Lena. I have many degrees, not least of which is a degree of annoyance at your question. In addition to my numerous academic achievements, I graduated summa cum laude from the University of Life's doctoral program. On completing my degree, I took the hypocritical oath. Remember, do as I say, not as I do. Here's the Tom Moulton mix of Dr. Love by First Choice.
Major operation.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Heart to Heart. We'll be on again next Tuesday at 2200 Central European Time, or 9 p.m. in the UK. I need some questions for next week, so why don't you check out the new blog and submit one? It's at hearttoheartradio.blogspot.com. You can also get past episodes, track listings, and sign up to get an email whenever there's a new show. You can find us on the internet at hearttoheartradio.blogspot.com. Older and wiser voices can help you find the right path, if only you're willing to listen. Jimmy Buffett.
Listen to the new talk show on IFM, Heart to Heart with Dr. Lena. Send in your problems and she will give you the answers. But Dr. Lena has answers on Heart to Heart.